This is Tom Cranton in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom with breaking news for you from Minneapolis tonight. A very busy highway bridge that spans the Mississippi River on Interstate 35 has collapsed. This happened less than an hour ago. There have been signs of a tractor trailer which caught fire, and flame and black smoke could be seen billowing into the sky. This is the Interstate 35W bridge. It has collapsed over the Mississippi River near downtown Minneapolis, not far from the University of Minnesota. Still sketchy. We have no reports yet of any injuries or casualties. It's hard to imagine that there won't be any from the television pictures that we have been seeing here in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. It's a major Minneapolis landmark, one of the most traveled thoroughfares in the Twin Cities, and it has just collapsed into the Mississippi River, and still smoke and rescue vehicles on the scene. Our own Kathy Werzer, who's trying to get much closer to the scene, told us earlier that there are rescue vehicles from various municipalities around the region, around the whole Twin Cities metro. The 10th Avenue Bridge has been closed, and we're told that the Minnesota State Patrol has set up a command post as well, very close to there, to try to come in rescue efforts. We've seen video footage from television news copters of rescue boats in the water. There is a stretch of the roadway just lying right on the water on the Mississippi, and then there is wreckage on either bank, including a number of cars, twisted metal, and the road surface, the asphalt road surface, identifiable right in the river. The traffic is stopped at University Avenue to the north, Washington Avenue to the south. Obviously, no traffic getting through, and things are quite backed up, as you would imagine as well. I'm sure a lot of people listening right now are very concerned about the extent of things. We have reporters on the ground, and as we know more information, we will bring it to you throughout the evening. But again, the Interstate 35W bridge has collapsed in Minneapolis across the Mississippi River. We get a news update now at 7.
BBC World News, I'm Marion Marshall. Tens of thousands of people have come out onto the streets of the Colombian capital, Bogota, to welcome a teacher who's walked nearly 900 kilometres to secure the release of his son, who's been held by the left-wing FARC rebels for almost 10 years. The teacher, Gustavo Moncoya, has been walking for more than 6 weeks with his hands chained together. He wants the Colombian president, Álvaro Uribe, to agree to a prisoner exchange between the FARC and the government. Mr. Moncayo said the public reaction to his march showed that the whole nation wanted the president to take action.
I think the message has been delivered, and the president and the FARC, I think they shouldn't detach themselves from everything that is going on, from this big reality. It's a national outcry. It's a global outcry.
A motorway bridge has collapsed into the Mississippi River in the United States, sending cars and trucks into the water. The accident happened around rush hour in the city of Minneapolis. Television pictures showed a stretch of the four-lane bridge, several hundred meters long, lying in the water, with cars and people stranded on broken sections of the bridge. A rescue operation is underway. Details are still coming in. One of the leading presidential candidates for the Democratic Party in the United States, Barack Obama, says he would be prepared to order military attacks against Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, even without the consent of the Pakistani government. Mr. Obama's comments in Washington came just days after his main rival, Hillary Clinton, accused him of being naive on foreign affairs. Here's Jonathan Beal in Washington.
Barack Obama told an audience at the Woodrow Wilson Center that if he were president, he'd be prepared to order attacks inside Pakistan with or without the country's approval. He said, if we have actionable intelligence about high-value terrorist targets and President Musharraf won't act, then we will. Such comments are clearly designed to bolster his credentials among a domestic audience. But Pakistan's foreign ministry warned against political point scoring on such sensitive issues.
The British national airline British Airways has been fined nearly $550 million by US and British regulators after it admitted unlawfully conspiring to fix airfares and other prices. Another airline, the South Korean carrier Korean Air, was fined $300 million. BA admitted colluding on prices with another British airline, Virgin Atlantic, which then alerted the authorities about the deal. William Mercer from the US Department of Justice said BA passengers had been swindled.
During this conspiracy, any person who flew on a British Airways flight between the UK and the US paid more for their airline tickets as a result of this illegal cartel. Consumers paid more because British Airways fixed the fuel surcharge rates added to passenger fares.
World News from the BBC.
This is Minnesota Public Radio News. I'm Tom Cran of the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom, and we have a major freeway bridge collapse to tell you about in Minneapolis over the Mississippi River. Interstate 35W, one of the most traveled thoroughfares in the Twin Cities. The bridge has collapsed into the Mississippi River. Our own Kathy Werzer is on the scene now, and she joins me on her cell phone not far from the banks of the Mississippi. Kathy.
Hi, Tom. I'm about literally a block away from this collapsed bridge. I'm by the Metalmatic plant. This is a large plant that's right off of 2nd Street Southeast and the 4th Street Southeast exit off of 35W. And what I'm looking at here is clearly this bridge has collapsed just as if you were to drive south into downtown Minneapolis. It collapsed right as you were going over railroad tracks, and then there's the river, and then there's nothing left of that bridge. There are a couple hundred people, onlookers, that have gathered here on the riverbanks. A number of emergency responders in boats on the river right now. They're also along the riverbanks. I can't get that close, though, to see the number of cars in the river. We know there are cars in the river, however, because, of course, this was at the tail end of rush hour, heavily traveled area, as you probably know.
Yeah.
So we do know that there are people in the river. I just talked to a gentleman who worked at Metalmatic, and he helped rescue some of the people. You can see one, two, three, four, five cars that are overturned. They were obviously trying to merge onto 35W when the bridge collapsed. Some are upside down. They're crushed. This gentleman, a worker here at Metalmatic, helped rescue a couple of those people. And I asked him, what did this sound like? And he said, well, you know, in a metal finishing plant, it's really loud anyway.
Yeah.
They thought it was trains being loaded out in back here of the plant. He said, but then it kept going and going and going, and it sounded like a building collapse. And they ran out. And he said, we realized something was wrong when we saw the highway sign over the freeway come tumbling down.
Wow.
And so there are a number of people, again, behind me who are were in those cars. I hope to talk to them, too, to find out their stories. Police are now starting to kind of push us back away from the river, understandably so.
Sure.
And again, no report at this point. I can't confirm any deaths or don't know the extent of injuries at this point either.
How about the extent of the rescue operation? Because you were saying before that there seemed to be fire and rescue personnel from several Twin Cities municipalities there. Must be quite an operation going on. What can you see from where you are?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, when I was just trying to find a parking place for my car, I noticed a number of suburban fire departments coming in. As I mentioned, Lake Chocana, New Brighton, Roseville from the north. And these some of these fire rescue squads were bringing boats with them. And they took one turn to go down to the landing by St. Anthony, Maine, that area. And people are familiar with that.
Right.
And, yes, in fact, you could probably hear the sirens behind me here. They just keep coming and coming and coming. It's hard, of course, to count at this point. But over to my right-hand side, again, by the St. Anthony, Maine area, where there is an emergency headquarters set up for emergency responders, they're just thick over there with different rescue crews and from all over the Twin Cities.
Can you see or have you seen anyone who has survived, you know, being either pulled out of the water or on the banks of the river or anyone
who's
clearly has made it through this?
You know, I have to be honest, again, they're keeping us back from the river, and I'm about a block from the river itself. I'm kind of right by the railroad tracks that that front the river. The people that were obviously trying to kind of merge onto 35W when it collapsed, they're behind me, and they're looking at their cars with bewilderment, like, what happened?
Right.
And these gentlemen from Metalmatic ran over and helped some of them get out of their cars. We're being kept away from them right now, too. They just seem to just be, as you can imagine, just dazed in terms of what happened here this afternoon.
Exactly. It must be just a surreal situation. I see, at least from the television copters that I can see here in the studio, I see just the roadbed just cut right off, severed part of it right on the river as if it's floating, which is just so hard to believe, and then the twisted metal underneath part of this bridge as well. It is such a well-known landmark in the Twin Cities, and there are the cars you're mentioning, Kathy. I can see it on Channel 11 now, the vehicles you're mentioning that apparently were trying to merge onto the bridge as well.
Yes, and there are at least, I'm counting, 5 to 6 at this point, and of course, this is not. There are a number of cars that managed to get off the road. They're kind of backed up off of 35W at this point. And it looks like, just from where my vantage point is, Tom, I'm walking around now behind this large dumpster, so I'm looking right at the damage. The bridge itself just kind of snapped off, as you say, and just fell. And so looking at what's going on here, it's going to be quite a mess.
All right, Kathy, thank you very much for the on-the-scene reporting tonight on this incredible situation in downtown Minneapolis. We appreciate it, and I understand now that we have word from the Minnesota Department of Transportation, MnDOT. Let me just quickly update you again. If you are just tuning in to Minnesota Public Radio News, there has been a major freeway collapse, a major bridge collapse in downtown Minneapolis. It's the I-35W bridge that crosses the Mississippi River near University Avenue. Both sides of the bridge, it's 4 lanes of highway, have collapsed. Reportedly, work crews were working on that resurfacing. We don't know at this point what, if anything, caused this, or is it related in any way to the work that was going on. But we do have this, I understand now, late word from the Minnesota Department of Transportation, a statement of what we know so far from MnDOT, and we bring it to you now on Minnesota Public Radio News.
We have a maintenance and bridge crews that are on site. At this point, we don't exactly know what happened. We're certainly going to get to the end of this. But the work that was going on at the time, we were doing some concrete rehab work to the bridge, you know, just regular maintenance work. And we were also doing some improvements to the de-icing system on the bridge.
Do you know what time any of this happened?
I think it happened after 6 o'clock.
Okay.
6 p.m. is when, right around 6 p.m., a few minutes either side of it. Right now, I can tell you that we have got 35W southbound closed at Highway 36, and it's also closed northbound at 94. There's absolutely no access to 35W between these two points right now.
When was this bridge last inspected? Do you know?
Well, you know, before we did the work, I'm sure it was quite recent, but I will have to find that exact date out for you.
Do you know how often these bridges are inspected? Is this of years thing? Or?
You know, they're inspected on a regular basis, but what I'd like to do so I can give you the most, you know, the real facts is I want to find out exactly when this bridge was inspected. But we have a bridge inspection team that goes out on a regular basis, and they go through all the bridges, not only in the metro area, but also outstate, and identify which ones need to be repairs and how serious those repairs are. So I will find out, though, the date that we did the last full inspection on this bridge for you.
If you don't know why it collapsed at this point, do you know how it collapsed?
You know what? Right now, I'm at the ops center, and they're watching the reports. We're going to be looking at some tapes. I can't really tell you that at this point, but I will be having a briefing as soon as I can put it together and as soon as I can get those facts, because they're so important to get out to folks and, you know, in this tragedy.
Were there any workers that were injured in this?
You know, I don't have a confirmed report. What I have heard is at some point of the day, there were about 30 workers on the bridge. We are waiting to have that confirmed. I also heard that there were approximately 50 vehicles on the bridge, but that is yet to be confirmed. You know, this is a tragedy. You know, at this point, we're just looking into finding out why this happened. And as soon as we do, we are certainly going to let you know what happened. But at this point, that's all the facts that I have.
That's Judy Melander from MnDOT speaking with Minnesota Public Radio's Elizabeth Stawicki in the newsroom. It's 7:13 on this Wednesday evening, and what Judy Melander was talking about is the collapse of the Interstate 35W bridge in downtown Minneapolis as it crosses the Mississippi River. About, the Associated Press puts it, around 6:05 or so, that stretch of roadway, one of the most traveled stretches of roadways in the Twin Cities metropolitan area, collapsed into the Mississippi River. As you heard her say, that we just don't have a whole lot of information, but she was talking about perhaps reports of 50 vehicles on that bridge. We do know from our Kathy Werzer on the scene that there is quite the rescue operation going on, and there are rescue vehicles there from various Twin Cities municipalities. We also heard from Judy Melander that 35W is obviously closed, traffic being diverted south at highway, traveling southbound from Highway 36 and traveling northbound from Interstate 94. And so, again, that's what we have for you. Busy highway bridge in Minneapolis, 35W over the Mississippi River near University Avenue, has collapsed. I understand Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck is on the scene now, and he joins us now via cell phone. Tom, are you there?
Hi, Tom. Yes, I'm actually on the north end of the 35W bridge, and I'm just taking a look. There's a lot of spectators here who are actually looking at the scene as well, and there's photographers and news media. As you could probably tell from all the other discussions here, there's emergency personnel are hustling down. Some folks are hustling down with boats. Other folks are hustling down just to kind of pitch in. One folk said that they called the City of Minneapolis Police Department, and they said anyone who can come and help who's a law enforcement or emergency official is needed at this point. I'd actually just talked to Mark Danaski, the head of the state Minnesota State Patrol, and
right.
At this point in time, they are basically just trying to coordinate their efforts, get the law enforcement there to try and do the rescue mission. They're also saying that they've drilled for this in the past, so as scary as it sounds, that they're not surprised by this. They said that they've drilled for this, they've been ready for it. So the hospitals at this point are trying to staff up. They probably are trying to get their staff up. The Office of Emergency Personnel is also staffing up close by. I'll just give you a little bit of a scene of what I can see right now.
Tell us again, Tom, where you're standing and what you can see.
Sure. I am standing on the north end of 35W, and I am probably about 150 to 200 yards from where the bridge just drops off. There are cars that are just stopped.
So near Southeast 2nd Street, roughly.
Yes, I believe.
Yeah, in Minneapolis, right. So you're close to the riverbank.
Yes, I am, but I'm on the on the north, obviously higher up than that. And
right.
I can tell you that the bridge starts dropping off pretty dramatically, and the drop-off is so dramatic that, as a matter of fact, it looks like there was a train running through at the same time, and it just smashed this train like it almost you were squishing an aluminum can. Now, it just drops off there, and then there's cars parked. I can see a school bus. I see a ton of black smoke at this point in time. Right now, it just looks like there's a lot of folks standing around looking and watching to see what's next. Obviously, emergency personnel are trying to help some folks down there, but I can't see it at this point because they have everything else roped off.
Right, and from what I can see on TV of this, it looks obviously it's a surreal scene, but it's eerie, and it looks eerily quiet except for the rescue vehicles. Would that be correct from where you sit and stand?
Well, basically, all you hear right now, and there are a ton of people around me, are the helicopters from the TVs and the sirens, and that is it. So everyone is just kind of staring at this with mouths open. Some folks are taking pictures, and that's really it at this point.
Wow. All right. Tom Scheck, we will check in with you again here as conditions warrant, or let us know what's going on here here on Minnesota Public Radio News. Tom Scheck reporting live for us as we update you on a bridge collapse in Minneapolis. It's a very busy highway bridge. It's the Interstate 35W bridge. That's four lanes of interstate traffic. The bridge has collapsed into the Mississippi River near downtown Minneapolis, a very highly traveled this time of night. This happened a little more than an hour ago. And we're getting reporters on the scene, and we are trying to bring you the most. We want to let you know if you have pictures, if you're on the scene and you have information for us, you can. If you are so inclined, send them to our website as well at MinnesotaPublicRadio.org, and we pass them on to you. Earlier, I tried to place a cell phone call. As quite a few of us, when we first saw this, tried to call loved ones here in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom, and the cell phone circuits were busy. I just got a call on my cell phone just a moment ago. Obviously, we've talked to Tom Scheck and Kathy Werzer, but we are being told that cell phone use should be limited to emergencies only, because the circuits are being overloaded, or however the transmission works. And so you should be aware of that as well. So if you aren't trying to make establish contact with loved ones, beware that you may not be able to get through because the circuits are so busy. But the pictures as they're being shown here on live TV are just surreal, of twisted metal underneath the roadbed. The roadbed has collapsed. A portion of it looks surreally as if it is just floating on top of the Mississippi River. And this is a very high bridge. It's a landmark here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, and one of the most traveled. I think there might be something here that's worth noting, that it did happen at a little after 6 o'clock, and so traffic might have been just a bit lighter than it would have been, let's say, an hour earlier. But again, we still have no reports of either the number of vehicles, of any injuries confirmed, or any casualties in any way. But I just want to give you a quick update as we have it. A freeway bridge over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis has collapsed. It sent many cars into the water. There are also portions of the roadway that have cars on them, and where rescue boats are trying to actually reach people who appear to be stranded on the roadway, on the roadbed over the Mississippi River. A tractor trailer earlier was on fire at the scene, and it's created eerie plumes of black smoke, according to our reporter Tom Scheck, who is there. People are stranded on parts of the bridge that aren't completely in the water. Tons of concrete have collapsed. People are injured, and survivors shown earlier on TV being carried up the riverbank. We also heard from an official with MnDOT telling us that the Highway 35W, Interstate 35W, is closed southbound at Highway 36 and northbound from Interstate 94, but they're saying there just is not a whole lot more information at this time, except that we're told that the control of the Minnesota State Patrol will also be on scene, setting up a command or control facility as well, not far from the bridge collapse. So I'd ask you to stay tuned to Minnesota Public Radio as we bring you the best and latest information from the newsroom as we get it. There really isn't a whole lot of new information, but some new information coming into me now on from the Associated Press, and the Interstate 35W bridge, which spans between Minneapolis and St. Paul, was under construction when it broke into several huge sections, and dozens of vehicles were scattered and stacked on top of each other amid the rubble. Some people were stranded on parts of the bridge, as we've mentioned, that aren't in the water. And it collapsed at about 6:05, sending vehicles, tons of concrete and twisted metal crashing into the Mississippi River, not far from downtown Minneapolis. This would be just north of downtown Minneapolis, as the bridge, if you're traveling northbound on 35W, leaves the city and parallels the Cedar Avenue / 10th Avenue bridge. And this would be just due east and very close, actually, to the River Road and the University of Minnesota campus as well, the Twin Cities campus of the U. So as we get more information, we will pass it on to you, and we will check in with our reporters who are on scene as well. So we're going to bring you back to the world here on Minnesota Public Radio News as they bring you information about Rupert Murdoch and the acquisition of the Wall Street Journal, and tell you that as we have more information, we will bring it to you live here on Minnesota Public Radio News. So stay with us throughout the evening.